local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Into the postgame following a game that went right down to the wire. Shelbyville holding on for a 28-27 victory, and the Golden Bears are in their first victory of the year. Greenfield Central close, but going to be a rough short bus trip home up 9 after suffering a loss here tonight. They'll remain without a win on the year. Time now to take a look at our game scoring summary, brought to you by Penny Acres with Hoosier Realtors, here for life's big moves, and by J.R. Wortman Company, serving residential and commercial customers in central Indiana for over 65 years. On the board first, Shelbyville on a Jet Coles pick six, the second time he's done that this year, able to scramble in from 4 yards out. Extra point no good. Shelbyville led by a score of 6-0 with 5:21 to play in the first. 35 seconds left to go in the period. Watson, a 35-yard play to Matt Merritt. Merritt would provide the two-point conversion to make it 14-0 Golden Bears. Greenfield Central scored with the second period when Hauser took a screen, took it in 32 yards to make it 14-7. And Shelbyville missed a scoring opportunity late in the half, under a minute to go, when a 22-yard field goal was blocked. So 14-7 Golden Bears as the teams went into the locker room. To the third period, Greenfield Central with a quick start. 10:29 to go in the quarter. Hauser on another screen from 10 yards out, but the PAT blocked. Shelbyville held the lead for the moment at 14-13. But about a minute and a half later, 8:44 to go, Gavin Rose with a pick. He stiff-armed one would-be tackler and took it up the left sideline to give Greenfield the lead at 20-14. 10:53 left in the fourth. Landon Watson, a 19-yard run. Shelbyville would recapture the lead at 21-20, only to see Greenfield Central take it back on a Vance catch from 56 yards out, and it was 27-21 Greenfield Central until, with 2:42 left to go, Landon Watson, a gutty 13-yard run, and a 28-27 Golden Bear lead that made it through three turnovers, two of them belonging to Greenfield Central down the stretch, but holding on for the win, the Golden Bears here tonight. And we're joined here in the box at McCann by the head coach of the Golden Bears, Mike Clevenger, and you can go, whew, congratulations.
Yeah, a little bit. I was a little too excited to get up here, so I was a little bit out of breath. But, yeah, it's definitely the fastest I ever made it up here for something, a post-game interview. But, no, you know, I'm really proud of our kids. You know, it was a fight all four quarters. You know, there's some questionable calls by the referees, I think, on some downfield plays. But, you know, we rose above it as a coaching staff, as players, everybody. And, you know, when it came down to it, we made enough plays to win the game.
Were you anxious, and I wonder if Coach Spear was as well, to kind of watch your guys be in a game situation that they hadn't been in just yet?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for four quarters, that's the first time that we've been in a four-quarter game. You know, and I think that we had a little bit of advantage on Greenfield just because we were in about a two-and-a-half-quarter game against Newcastle, so we're building right off of that. But, no, it was great to see. Now we know what these guys can do for four quarters, and I still think there's a lot of promising things that we can still do. You know, I'm a little bit of a pessimist, but I am going to enjoy the victory. But I do think that we only played about two-and-a-half, three quarters. This team still hasn't put together a complete game, but so it shows that we haven't reached our ceiling yet. We're still fighting to get more wins, and we're hungry to get more wins throughout the rest of this conference schedule.
Did we see you work sidelines, and later on, did you work from the press box tonight?
Yeah, yes, I did. You know, it was just something that I decided as a head coach that it wasn't in the team's best interest for me to be on the sideline. I would be more helpful up in the booth. I spent the second half up in the booth, and, you know, obviously I'm not going to go into detail about why I went up in the booth, you know, obviously it worked out just fine. We scored actually more points in the second half than we did in the first. Defense played phenomenal in the second half, and, you know, that's the good thing about this coaching staff and myself. You know, we're all professionals. We do what's best for this team and for these kids. You know, they're the number one reason that we're out here. You know, nobody's got any ego, so I said, hey, it's best for me to go up in the box, so I'm going to go up in the box.
Dom Willman is catching footballs.
Absolutely. And, you know, he's, again, we talked about this last week, he's not, you know, the fastest kid out there, but he is 6'3", 6'4", and he's got a long wingspan. I bet you he's got a wingspan of a man that's 6'6", 6'7". You know, strong kid. I mean, he may not look it, but he's got those long, lean muscles. He does a great job. All of our receivers did a great job. Riley Stevens, Colin Miltz. Riley, I believe, caught three or four balls, maybe had five targets, just one that was kind of misthrown a little bit, but he blocked his behind off today, Riley Stevens did. And we actually moved Riley to be the holder on the PATs in the second half. And, you know, we were 100% in the second half on PATs. Landon did a great job running and throwing the ball tonight.
You told me early on, and we can even see in the measurements on the roster, Landon Watson is bigger, stronger, and boy, was it on display in the final run of the night.
Absolutely. You know, the play call was actually a sprint out pass to Riley Stevens, you know, trying to get Riley the ball because he was being unselfish, and he's still a big-time playmaker for us. And, you know, it was kind of a little bit of a bad snap, and Landon just started rolling out. All guys were covered, so Landon just ran it. That's actually, we've probably ran that play probably 30, 40 times since the summer. It's one of the first sprint out plays that we put in, and he has never taken off on that run. And he did tonight, and he proved that, you know, he got in the weight room, and he's power cleaning 250 pounds now, and he ran like a man possessed to get into that end zone. It just shows how much that kid wanted the victory for, you know, not only, I'll say it, not only for himself, but for his team, for this community, the school, teachers, everything. Everybody's behind us. It doesn't matter to anybody that we're 0-4, now that we're 1-4, it doesn't matter. You know, we're doing all the right things for this program. I'm rambling on a little bit,
I'm
a little bit happy, you know. And I'm a bit emotional with things. You know, I teared up a little bit when they did their recognition for Pat, and, you know, it was something. I didn't even tell the kids that we were going to do this, but we turned around and saluted Pat, and, you know, I tipped my hat to him as well. And, you know, it's just for him to be honored and for us to win and to be homecoming and first win here in Shelbyville. You know, we've been working hard. I've been working hard. These coaches has, everybody. It's just a phenomenal thing.
There was one thing, especially down the stretch, because it would always happen, it seemed right in front of us on this sideline, that it's going to catch not only you, but it's going to catch some teams over the next couple of years, and that's Slunaker to Vance. If they figure that out, which shoulder that ball should be over, they're going to start hitting on that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we made an in-game adjustment, too, and we brought Matt Merritt in to play corner. And Matt Merritt, actually, they went a little motion play, and they ran a toss play. You know, kudos to their coach for, you know, changing up gears a little bit. But, you know, Matt Merritt was a different kind of animal in their corner. Put a big hit on the kid and made him fumble. But, there was probably about four or five passes that were, you know, 6-8 inches off. And, you know, that's something that they're going to be able to do for the rest of this season and the next season and the next season as well. So Greenfield Central, you know, neither team that was going to come out of here a loser, because both of our programs are building for the future and also for the now, to win as many games as we possibly can, because, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to be competitive. But, you know, they have a lot to look forward to. They're a great program. You know, I already spoke a little bit about Coach Sherman, how I feel about him and the rest of the coaching staff there, and, you know, they'll be just fine.
Chance for some momentum, though, because I think you've got a game that you can go do something with Yorktown next week.
Absolutely. You know, it's going to be a little bit different going into practice this week, just because we got a little momentum on our side. You know, everybody's happy when you're winning, and, you know, maybe this is just the extra little edge that pushes us over, and we're ready to go. We're ready to go up to Yorktown and get a big win for this program going into the heart of our schedule, or the meat of our schedule, between New Palestine, Mount Vernon, and Pendleton Heights.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for everything that you do. You know, like I said, I got a little rambling on you, but, you know, I love this school, love this program, and I'm just happy that, you know, everybody's hard work paid off tonight.
Oh, I got to leave you with the tough question.
Yes.
The best dance move you have. It is homecoming weekend, after all.
Best dance move I have?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm an old East Sider from Warren Central, so I can do a little Crip walk, a little old school Crip walk. I can do a Dougie here and there.
Who can?
Not like John Wall, though. I wish I could like John Wall.
Just don't hurt anything.
No. I don't think I will, but no, I will enjoy tonight, and, you know, everybody should that can hear this, and, you know, we're happy of all the support that we get, and, you know, it's a great day to be a Golden Bear.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Mike Clevenger with us here on the post game. Some numbers, some area scores, and our players of the game still to come. Shelbyville holds on 28-27. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
Hi. Silver Advantage or GBC Select Checking are a few of the checking choices available at Greenfield Banking Company. And with mobile banking, online bill pay, and electronic statements, Greenfield Banking is as close as your phone or PC. Whether you're heading off to college, starting a family, or planning to retire, Greenfield Banking Company has the service to fit your needs. Since 1871, Greenfield Banking Company, member FDIC.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports High School Football into our post game. Game summaries in the book, some offensive and defensive numbers, and then our players of the game before we close up shop here tonight. First of all, offensively for the Shelbyville Golden Bears, very unofficially, 16 of 32 passing on the night for Landon Watson, 177 yards, three touchdowns, and an INT. And Dom Willman, talk about catching the football. He wandered off my stat sheet. 7, 8, 9, 10 catches for 103 yards. And Willman had a very strong showing on the night, catching the football for the Golden Bears. Rushing the football, it was difficult early. It opened up as the game developed for Shelbyville. Matt Merritt, 27 carries and 99 yards on the night. Landon Watson ends up just over break-even, but there were some sacks in there that took away from the yardage. It didn't hamper his 19-yard touchdown and his 13-yard run for touchdown that gave the Golden Bears a win tonight. For the Cougars of Greenfield Central, Gehrig Swinnaker, 11 of 25, 177 yards, and an interception to go with his touchdown throws on the night. Two of those were screens involving Hauser, another involving a 56-yarder to Vance this evening. Rushing game was really difficult for Greenfield Central most of the night. Cicinas with 12 carries for 42. Emmett Hauser, 8 carries. Most of those efforts were in the first half, going for 24 yards on the night. And it was Vance catching the football. He's good. He's going to get better. He had 6 catches tonight for 170 yards. Rounding out offensive numbers in this Golden Bear 28-27 victory this evening.
Taking a look at the defensive numbers, unofficial tackle numbers here for Greenfield Central. They had 50 tackles tonight, led by Emmett Hauser with 7, Tyler Antic with 6. He had 1 sack, a pick 6 by Gavin Rose to go along with 2 tackles, Tate Helm with 4, a sack for Gary Stevens, and 2 monster tackles, both on quarterback Landon Watson.
I still hurt from that
last
one.
That last one was a
ooh.
Everybody had the same reaction. Jaden Smith and Evan McLaughlin each with 4 tackles tonight. For Shelbyville, 31 total tackles. Hartwell with 5, Deaton with 3, Barrett with 3. Matt Black with a really good night. 4 tackles, a sack, and a blocked punt. An interception pick 6 for Jet Coles to go along with 5 tackles. Mason LaSure, a solid game with 4 tackles. Noah Dusenberry with 4, and Elijah Sims from his cornerback spot picked up 3 tackles tonight for Shelbyville. We've got some final scores to go over here. Everything's in tonight. Every game is finished. And New Palestine comes up big in the second half after only leading by 6 at halftime. They beat Pendleton tonight, 42-21, 50th straight regular season win for the Dragons. And they did it behind Charlie Spiegel, 259 yards, 4 touchdowns for the state's leading rusher at this point. Delta up 4 at halftime. They close out Mount Vernon 45-14 for a big home win tonight over the Marauders. Delta improves on the season to 4-1, 3-0 in the conference. Newcastle over Yorktown 42-25. Triton Central, we've already mentioned, but they won tonight 35-14. Roncalli, big 38-28 over Cecina. Still a good showing, I think. Cecina, Roncalli, a good 5A program. Hadn't won a game this year, but they had a tough schedule coming in. Cecina now will set that game up for Triton Central here in a couple weeks. They get their first loss on the season. East Central, after a close game at halftime, blow out Batesville in the second, 55-9. Warren Central, big at halftime. They go on to rout Ben Davis, 70-27. In local scores, South Decatur beats Edinburgh 20-18. Guerin knocks off Columbus North 17-10. And an opponent for Shelbyville played here recently, Martinsville, knocks off Franklin 30-7. And finally tonight, Lutheran winners over Park Tudor 35-6.
Martinsville's up to number 2 in the 5A poll. Don't think about the Artesians in football often, but very good this year. A final timeout. Our players of the game coming up. Shelbyville holds on 28-27. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
On Heritage House of Shelbyville, your leading rehab to home, long-term care and memory care community will always be full of the friendly, caring faces that come guaranteed with our signature family-owned and operated reputation. Now our warm and inviting atmosphere comes with a brand new remodeled makeover. Heritage House is excited to announce we have doubled the size of our brand new memory care wing. Haven Court, come visit us at 2309 South Miller Street or call 317-398-9781. To tour our beautiful new memory care wing, Haven Court.
This is High School Football on Giant FM.
We've gone final at McCann. Shelbyville 28, Greenfield Central 27. Coming up, our Edward Jones Player of the Game and our American Family Insurance agent, John Lytell, Player of the Game. That's next on Giant FM's
Remodels. Why do it? Maybe you're getting ready to sell and want to spiff the place up fast and easy, sell it, and move on. But what if you want style and beauty to grace your every morning as you prepare for the day? Or to immerse yourself in a look that says, life is good? Then you need to talk to a Waypoint Living Spaces dealer designer. You need to get exactly what you had in mind.
In Shelbyville, visit Shelbyville Paint, Flooring, and More Showroom at 234 East Broadway.
Local radio is High School Football on Giant FM.
Final time from McCann Stadium. Final score, Shelbyville 28, Greenfield Central 27. And time now to name our players of the game. First for the victorious Shelbyville Golden Bears. Brought to you by Edward Jones, making sense of investing. And for the Bears, they get a player of the game in victory tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a tough decision tonight. You could go with a several different players. Landon Watson with that run at the end to secure the win. You could go with Jet Coles with his pick six. But I thought Matt Black on defense tonight and special teams really rose to the occasion and had a huge game. He had a big sack, four tackles, a block punt, and just did a lot of good things. Came in and played running back and had a couple of nice plays, good blocks. Contributed on offense. So an all-around good game tonight for Black, and I think he's deserving tonight.
And for the Cougars of Greenfield Central, brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytell, Hancock and Shelby counties. You'll find offices in New Powell and Shelbyville. Another guy that plays a lot both sides of the ball, number 24, Emmett Hauser.
Well, again, could have gone a couple ways here tonight, but Emmett Hauser, both sides of the ball, good offensive numbers early, and led the team in tackles with 7 unofficially there from his safety position. He was in on almost every play, and when you looked out there, 24, he was around the ball all night long and gave Greenfield a chance to win the game tonight.
For Shelbyville, and I said it to Coach, Yorktown has not been, well, they've not taken the step forward I thought the Tigers might this season. Shelbyville has a chance to do something again next weekend, albeit on the road.
Yeah, I mean, you really look at the season and the schedule ahead, and you could almost call this a successful season to a degree if you can win. If you got tonight, if you can get Yorktown and come out with 2 wins, the schedule doesn't get easy.
No.
And so for this team to be able to put together a couple weeks where they beat opponents that they can beat, you know, I think that gives Coach Clevenger something to build on for sure. Nobody expects him to beat New Pal. Nobody expects him to beat Pendleton Heights. So an opportunity that hopefully the Bears can take advantage of next Friday night.
For Greenfield Central, you have to recover losing a difficult game, the one game you've really been in.
Yeah.
And you've got to do it knowing New Pal's coming to town.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Or you're going to New Pal, right?
Yeah. It was kind of, I know the feeling to a degree. I remember back in my high school days when we would travel to Shelbyville and have to play Shelbyville in their gym and in basketball. And, you know, they were really almost unbeatable at that time with some pretty good Division I talent. And you know you're probably not going to win, but you want to compete and leave everything out there. And I think that Greenfield Central just has to try to find some sort of level of pride where, you know, they try to win a couple of the small battles throughout the game because they're, you know, everybody in the stands is going to know the final outcome before the game even starts. But hopefully Greenfield can do something where they can learn and build from that and, you know, kind of see where they might get their program someday. If New Pal can do it, any of these teams can do it, they can build the same type of program. They've just got to do and follow the same steps New Pal has over the years.
Week 5 in the books, and it includes Shelbyville getting its first win of the season. Golden Bears 28, Greenfield Central 27. For Jason Parker, I'm Johnny McCurry. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for being with us. We'll talk to you on 106.3 FM next week with coverage of New Pal and Greenfield Central, while on 96.5 we'll follow the Golden Bears at Yorktown. So long, everybody.